In the midst of life, we are in death. That is the first line in the burial rite of the Book of Common Prayer. And it came to me yesterday as the best way of expressing the surreal juxtaposition of a magnificent spring day with signs of new life everywhere, and on the other hand, the clear and present danger of a virus that will take the lives of so many people that we tremble at the prospect of counting the number. In the midst of life, we are in death. From whom can we seek help? From you alone, O Lord, who by our sins are justly angered. So ends the prayer. This does not mean, of course, that the coronavirus is a divine punishment for the sins of the world, not least because the chastisement for sin already fell upon the Lord Jesus at his suffering and death. But the spiritual dimension of life and death does get pushed aside during clinical discussions of sickness, and so we must always be mindful of the one thing necessary. The simple truth is, we are all dead men walking, because death comes for us all. And so even as we bend every resource to fighting this pestilence, we must also be ever mindful of the solemn teaching of the Lord Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? All of Lent is a preparation for the celebration of the Passover of the Lord on Easter Sunday of the Lord's resurrection. And yet now it seems likely that most Catholics will not be able to gather at the church's altars around the world for the Paschal Triduum and Resurrection Sunday. In the days ahead, public authorities will be making decisions for the common good, and we should do our best to cooperate with their requests. Our bishops will also make choices for how the church responds to this emergency, and it seems likely right now that our fast from the sacraments may have to continue for a while in order to safeguard us from spreading the virus to the people we love. This may be the hardest penance of all, the greatest sacrifice the church has been asked to make in centuries, perhaps ever. But we have known for several years now that the church is greatly in need of being reformed and purified. And if this terrible pandemic can be an instrument of that purification, then let us remember that if we have life, we are alive in the Lord. And if we die in the Lord. So then whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. In the Gospel today, the Savior teaches that the lifelong blindness of a beggar is not the result either of his sins or those of his parents. But then he adds that the blind man's misfortune does present an opportunity for the works of God to be unveiled for those who have sight but cannot see. By giving sight to the blind man and thus revealing the divine glory hidden under his human nature, Christ led this man who had walked in darkness into the radiance of faith. And that is his gift even now to those who walk in the shadow of death, but know by grace through faith that Jesus Christ is Lord and the light of the world. My friends, this present crisis is a test and a trial for the entire human race. The fight will be long, and great sacrifices will be required of us all. But we will prevail. Of this there is no doubt. For now, let Christians everywhere live as the soul of the world and give witness that even in the midst of death, we are in life. And the life in which we share is the divine glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came that we might have life and have it in abundance. During Lent, the Roman Missal contains an optional prayer over the people that may be added just before the final blessing. But today it seems fitting to offer it now. Look upon those who call to you, O Lord, and sustain the weak. Give life by your unfailing light to those who walk in the shadow of death. And bring those rescued by your mercy from every evil to reach the highest good through Christ our Lord. Amen.